upbringing. May your every wish come true.
Ken Carpenter, friends, this is your fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing, and a warm invitation to lift your voices in song and join us as we travel around the world on a global song fest to Australia and to the Sistine Chapel in Rome. We'll go to sea with a history-making atomic submarine, Nautilus, and chat with her skipper. We'll go to Hawaii and Canada and to our 49th state, Alaska, for a visit with her very first state governor. And we'll travel coast to coast in the United States with stops in Salt Lake City and Philadelphia. We're expecting a drop-in by Mrs. Bing Crosby, too. But with so many people to visit and places to go, we'd better be on our way. So now, let's sing with Bing.
Happy holiday to you. Here we come, a caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come, the wandering so fair to be seen.
Greetings! Greetings once again, fellow singers, and a jolly Christmas Eve to each and every one of you. 4 years, yes, sir, four merry night before Christmases we've spent together now, raising our voices in the thrilling and in the traditional songs of the season. My, how we've traveled in these years, around the world and back again. Many times, that's for sure. Well, tonight we're going places where we've never been before. We're going to sing with people that we never would have had the chance to meet, except for this glorious occasion. So now, fellow songbirds, let's let ourselves go, huh, with Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir. And here's the first selection, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. Everybody ready? Then everybody sing.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Ah, magnifique, magnifico, sehr gut, toll, wunderbar. A smashing start for our Christmas sing, Bing.
We thank you, Ken. Say, you're in fine voice you were tonight. Your lingo, too, has a distinct international flavor, I thought.
Well, this is an international get-together, Bing. I simply wanted to add a soupçon of linguistic flavor to spice the event.
Oh, touché sensationnel, mon ami. I think you put in just the right touch, but I think we should stick to our native tongue, don't you, for our first stop tonight, because it's indeed a thrill and it's an honor to call it our newest and largest state, number 49, Alaska. We've been to Alaska before on our Christmas sing, but tonight we're privileged to have as our host the governor of the state of Alaska. Speaking from Anchorage, Governor William A. Egan.
Thank you, Bing. This has been a momentous year for Alaskans. And I believe I speak for the vast majority of them when I say that this will be a particularly joyous Christmas. Our first Christmas as first-class citizens of the United States. Most of our Alaska resembles a Christmas card scene at this time of year. The trees, the snow, the mountains. It is a truly beautiful sight. But apart from the scenic and climatic conditions which blend so well into the traditional Christmas picture, the great holiday is celebrated in Alaska just as it is in the other 48 states and throughout the Christian world. Last moment arrangements this evening, the excitement of gift opening tomorrow morning, and then the meeting of families and friends around the festive board. In short, my friends, we celebrate Christmas in Alaska in exactly the same way as you and you and you. Now, under its leader, Mrs. Mary Hale, the Anchorage Community Chorus sings, three Christmas spirituals, the arrangement by William Lawrence. Governor Bill Egan of Alaska sending Christmas greetings to listeners throughout the world from all Alaskans and returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you very much, Governor Egan of Alaska.
Our next stop, Bing, is to the land way down under, Australia. But en route, why don't you call in all our happy stateside carolers for another traditional song from this side of the ocean?
Gladly, Ken. And I have just the song, too, because it tells the story of Christmas in words so familiar to all of us. So now, fellow singers, whether you're gathered indoors, outdoors, large groups, small groups, coffee clutches, whatever, it doesn't make any difference. Just sing out loud and clear. The first Noel, friends. The first Noel.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. No.
that was splendid, simply grand. And to those who are gathered in the streets to sing with us, from the snowy north to the warm south, we heard you way out here in Hollywood.
Everybody's coming in fine.
Oh, fine and dandy. Now, chums, we're off again to keep an appointment with an old friend of ours, the Lord Mayor of Sydney, Australia. Are you there, Mayor Jensen?
Hello, America. Christmas greetings to you all from we people in Australia, and in particular from the city of Sydney. It gives us a lot of pleasure to be able to contribute with an Australian carol to your program, Christmas Sing with Bing. Our carol is called Christmas Bush for His Adorning, which tells of the gathering of our own Australian Christmas bush at Christmas time. This bush is a native shrub which grows prolifically in our wide open spaces and is popular in our gardens. It's an evergreen which blossoms in a mass of tiny red flowers each December and has become a customary Christmas decoration in our homes. Living south of the equator brings its changes. Our Christmas comes in midsummer and is much more an outdoor affair than yours. However, it is still a time of family gathering for many of us, and in thousands of Australian homes, we will enjoy our turkey and ham, plum pudding, and visits from distant relatives. And in our city suburbs, the voices of visitors will come floating across the back lawns, and the footpaths will show a sudden increase of shiny new kiddie cars, tricycles, and excited, newly dressed midget cowboys, and of course, spacemen. In keeping with this sentiment, we Australians send our American cousins affectionate good wishes for a very happy Christmas and a prosperous, peaceful New Year.
Thank you, Alderman H. Jensen, Lord Mayor of Sydney. It was indeed a pleasure hearing from you. Now, we're going to be off again to visit our friends up in Salt Lake City. You know, every Christmas Eve for the past four, we've heard from this magnificent Salt Lake Tabernacle Choir. And we're presented by our good friend Richard Evans. So come in, Salt Lake, and the voice of Richard Evans.
To you, Bing Crosby in Hollywood, and to all who are listening with you on this blessed Christmas Eve, it is good to have you pause with us for a moment or two on Temple Square in Salt Lake City. On the wide main street here at the crossroads of the West, a magnificent Christmas tree reaches up some 60 feet, flanked by half-mile corridors of lights, with stars hanging high overhead. And in this setting, we join with you in wishing all men that blessed peace of which the angels sang as our Savior was born in Bethlehem. Not only peace on earth, but peace in our hearts and in our homes and in our souls inside. And now with Richard P. Conde conducting and Frank Asper at the organ, the 375 voices of the Tabernacle Choir sing a melody of the 12th century. Beautiful Savior, Lord of the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine. Now, from Temple Square in Salt Lake City, we take you back to Bing Crosby and Hollywood with a warm and heartfelt wish for a blessed Christmas to all of you everywhere. May peace be with you this day and always.
Thanks very much, and our deepest thanks to you, Richard. That was indeed a magnificent contribution. Now, folks, this one's for the kids. Of course, if you feel like a kid, and why not? You can join in. Clear your pipes, youngsters. Take a deep breath, because it's Jingle Bells. Ready? Let's go, Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wonderful, Bing. A jumper, real wicker-upper.
You were sleeping?
Oh, no, not a chance. I sang right along with all the kids.
Well, goody for you, my dear Kenneth. You're only as old as you feel, you know, and at Christmas time, we're all children again, I guess. Elderly children, perhaps, but kids just the same.
Oh, that's a lovely thought.
I got to keep thinking that way. But look, we can't just stand here trying to drown out the crackling of our hardening arteries. We've got to be off. We're going to visit an extraordinary group of fellows and girls who do some fine caroling out of Albertson, New York. This is a remarkable bunch you're going to hear. Their president and spokesman, too, is quite a remarkable fellow. Henry Viscardi, Jr. So come in here, Hank, will you now, and tell us about the Singers and how you came to team them up.
Greetings, Bing, from the Abilities Incorporated Sauerkraut and Pumpernickel Singing Society.
Sauerkraut and Pumpernickel? That sounds more like an eating society than a singing society to me.
Well, the bylaws say we sing together. Come to think of it, though, we do often eat together. But, Bing, what you're after is how we happen to work together.
Well, I've heard amazing reports, Hank. I really have. Tell us just what sort of work do you do?
Highly skilled, precision assembly work. Over $2 million worth this year. We manufacture components for electronic units, dictating machines, radios, record players, and a lot more.
But the most remarkable thing of all, friends, Hank Viscardi and his more than 300 employees are disabled. Many were considered unemployable until they got a job with Abilities Incorporated.
Right, Bing. And even though all of us are considered disabled, we have an accident record that any firm would be proud of. Not a single lost time accident since we started up in 1952.
Well, that's certainly nice to know, Hank, and a very sincere salute to you guys and you gals. So, on this Christmas Eve in 1958, as we hear the Abilities Choral Society raising their voices in a Christmas song in their company chapel, let's all join them in the knowledge that here, in a small way perhaps, but in a very realistic way, is the real meaning of goodwill toward man. Hank, what song have you chosen?
It's Coventry Carol, Bing.
Very nice. That's a fine sound. And Merry Christmas, Hank, and the same to all your great gang back there. And now, Ken, we're skipping across the ocean to the blue, blue waters of the Mediterranean, to Cannes, France, and the group of singers known as the Académie Provençale. And to tell us about these singers and their songs, speaking from France, here is our very good friend, David Schoenbrunn.
This is Cannes, France, on Christmas Eve. And these are the singers of the Académie Provençale, which specializes in songs about the infant Jesus. It's a chorus of 70 singers, of whom 50 are young boys and girls. Some of them are young school children, but some are young workers in factories. Some raise flowers, the beautiful carnations of the Azure coast. There are bank tellers and grape growers here, but tonight they are all laboring in the vineyard of the Lord. And so now, on this Christmas Eve, the 70 singers of the Académie Provençale bring you an 18th century Noël called Pelinda. Listen as they tell you this old, beloved story.
Thank you.
Now, this is David Schoenbrunn returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
That was beautiful singing, David, really. And our thanks, please, to all the singers. May I say it's very nice hearing from you again, too.
Say, it's about time to let our friends along the network know who we are.
Boy, you're right, Ken. Why don't you put it in words for us?
Gladly, Bing, if only for a moment, because we're coming back again to Sing with Bing. This is the CBS Radio Network. Back again for the second half of Christmas Sing with Bing.
Oh, I knew you could do it, Ken. I knew it.
Now, Bing, I know that we have many places yet to hear from, but before we jump off across the world again, I have a request to make.
I await your slightest wish, dear boy.
Well, to me and to the millions of friends of yours all over the world, Christmas wouldn't be quite the same without your singing White Christmas.
Ken, you've touched this flinty old heart.
Well, I'm serious, Bing.
Well, then I'll be serious, too. May I say it makes me feel real good to run down Irving Berlin's perennial, even if only once a year. Now, we've Paul Weston's orchestra here. We've got the fine Norman Luboff Choir, and it's just possible I may just remember some of the words. You ready, then, Norman and Paul? White Christmas.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
You've done it again. Incidentally, that's included in the Christmas Sing with Bing Decca album, isn't it?
Certainly is, Ken. That and many more Christmas songs from all over the world are in the Sing with Bing long player. Ken, now we come to an inspiring moment. The moment when we hear some of the finest voices in the world today. From Rome, Italy. This year, we hear for the first time the magnificent voices of the choir of the Roman singers of sacred music. Now speaking from Rome, here is our good friend Winston Burdett.
Always in the history of the Catholic Church, the election of a new pope marks, in a sense, the beginning of a new era at Vatican City. And so it has been this year, with the election of a warm, energetic, and immensely popular man, Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli, Pope John the 23rd. Among the famous Vatican choirs, whose voices we have heard in recent ceremonies, is the choir of the Roman singers of sacred music. We will now hear that choir under the direction of Monsignor Domenico Bartolucci, the permanent director of the Sistine Chapel Choir, singing a Christmas chant of his own composition, Christus Est.
Christus,
is Winston Burdett in Rome, returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you, Winston, and a Merry Christmas to you and yours, and to all our friends in Rome.
Hey, we're really galloping around the globe tonight.
Say, we've been taking the full swing, haven't we? Be nice now, it seems to me, to visit an excellent singing group here in the USA. We're headed for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the world headquarters of INA to pick up the insurance company of North America Chorus, directed by Dr. Charles T. McClary. Lovely, really lovely. Very, very nice. And a Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. You know, Ken, this has been a big year.
That it has, Bing. A lot of important things have happened in 1958.
One of the biggest was in the making last August the 3rd, up in the icy blue-black waters of the Arctic Ocean. I don't think any of us will ever forget the thrill that came with the radio bulletins and the newspaper headlines, the official announcement from Washington. The atomic submarine Nautilus has cruised under the polar ice pack. Under the North Pole, 1,830 miles from the Pacific to the Atlantic, submerged all the way, 96 hours under the ice. What a moment for all of us here in America, and what a moment for the 116 submariners aboard the Nautilus when her skipper told them that they were under the pole. What was it like? Well, we learned early in this little global Christmas Eve get-together that the best way to find an answer is to place a microphone at the spot where the answer can be had. So tonight, from the atomic submarine Nautilus, here is her skipper, Commander William R. Anderson. Are you there, Commander?
I'm here, Bing. Welcome aboard the Nautilus.
Thank you. Tell me, Commander, within security regulations, of course, what was it like aboard the Nautilus that wonderful day in August when you knew that you were sliding along under the ice and that you were directly under old Santa's home site? What actually took place?
Well, we'd been under the ice for 62 hours, and although the ship's navigators and I were as certain as we could be that our position fixes had all been accurate, I can tell you that we were still, at that point, sweating it out.
It's an understatement, I'm sure.
Well, we were about 0.4 miles from the pole. I picked up the mic on the ship's public address system and said, "All hands, this is the captain speaking. 0.4 mile ahead lies the North Pole. I would like to suggest at this time that just prior to crossing, we observe a period of silence. First, to him who has guided us so truly. Secondly, for the hope of peace in the world. And thirdly, in honor of those brave men who have preceded us here, whether in victory or defeat."
A tremendous moment, Commander.
It was, Bing. A hush fell over the ship, the jukebox shut down, and the only sound was the steady pinging from our 13 sonar devices, watching the bottom, the ice, and the dark waters ahead.
Do you happen to remember what you actually said when you knew that you were on the mark?
Yes, I said, "Mark, August 3rd, 1958, 23:15 Eastern Daylight Savings Time, for the United States and the U.S. Navy, the North Pole." There was a second of silence, and then I could hear the cheers of the men all through the ship.
Well, it gives us all a feeling of deep pride just hearing you say those words, Commander Anderson. I know that everyone listening tonight on this Christmas Eve, 1958, are emotionally richer for the crews you and the men of the Nautilus made. Well, I know that Christmas Eve aboard a submarine must be sort of confining, but I suppose you all managed to get into the spirit of the occasion.
Indeed we do, Bing. We trim a tree and we decorate the crew's mess with Christmas cards. And, of course, we sing Christmas carols. In fact, part of the 116 men of the Nautilus are standing by right now to add their voices to your traditional song fest.
Oh, that's great, Commander. We, along with millions of listeners all over America and all over the free world, are ready to sing out with you. What's the carol?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Well, that's it, Bing. Thanks for coming aboard. This is Commander William Anderson speaking from the United States atomic submarine Nautilus, returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you, Commander Anderson, and thanks to all of your men. It was tremendously exciting to hear from you tonight. Say, Ken, since we're here in the studio with Paul Weston's orchestra and the Norman Luboff Choir, seems to me it would be a very good time to sing Adeste Fidelis, with everybody listening, adding their voices, of course, to this immortal hymn.
Adeste fideles, laeti triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem.
Wonderful song, Bing. I'm sure it was well-received and well-sung all around the world.
Well, we thank you, Ken. And this year, we're traveling to Kingston, Ontario, to hear the St. George's Cathedral Choir. To tell us a little about Christmas Eve in Canada, we welcome Archbishop W.F. Barfoot, Archbishop of Rupert's Land and Primate of all Canada.
Tonight, the Christmas story and the Christmas music are on the air across Canada and around the world. exercising their age-old power over the hearts of men. Like some great magnet, they draw us out of ourselves into a community of concern for the welfare of others. Christmas has this power because it speaks to the deepest level of our human nature, where the heart of man is unspoiled by selfishness, calling us to show something of that quality of life which began on Christmas Day and which is the clear picture of what human life is meant to be. He showed us that human life is made for friendship, for brotherhood, for peace, and that all other ways are marked dead end. Be assured that he still has the power to guide our feet into the way of peace. And now let us hear a Christmas song from St. George's Cathedral Choir, Kingston, Ontario. This is Archbishop W.F. Barfoot, Archbishop of Rupert Land and Primate of all Canada, speaking from Winnipeg and returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Well, it's good hearing from you, Archbishop Barfoot, and a merry, merry Christmas to you all.
We've been almost all over the world so far tonight, Bing, but actually that's nothing new for INA because, as you know, in addition to The Hague in the Netherlands, where INA maintains its European headquarters, INA has offices all over the free world in such far-flung places as Australia, Hong Kong, South Africa, and its latest, Brazil.
Ah, yes, we are all indeed a worldly group, Ken, and if additional proof is necessary, we're leaping off again on another bit of globe-hopping. As a matter of fact, you should be hearing Hawaiian guitars and soft Polynesian voices any second, because we're going soon 2,400 miles across the rolling blue Pacific to the enchanted land of Hawaii, where the governor of these magic islands is waiting to bring us the singers of the Kamehameha School Choir. Aloha, Governor William F. Quinn. Come in if you hear us.
Aloha and mele kalikimaka from Hawaii. Here in Hawaii, we have no real winter season, but the spirit of Christmas is as important and meaningful to us as it is to our fellow Americans on the mainland. Since Hawaii is an American community, our celebration of Christmas is very much like yours. We decorate our Christmas trees, exchange gifts, have Christmas Eve services in our many churches, and sing the traditional Christmas carols. Unique to Hawaii are the translations of the familiar carols into the Hawaiian language. Each year, we in Hawaii have the pleasure of hearing these beautiful carols sung by the students of Kamehameha School, and on this Christmas Eve, we're happy to be able to share this pleasant experience with you. Listen now to the senior ensemble of Kamehameha School, directed by Daniel Border and James Seeger, as it sings in Hawaiian, Joy to the World.
Oh,
On this Christmas Eve, 1958, the Kamehameha Choir and all of us here in Hawaii wish all of our friends on the mainland, Mele Kalikimaka, a very Merry Christmas. This is Governor William F. Quinn in Honolulu, Hawaii, returning you now to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you, Governor William Quinn. And in the words of a Malahini to a Kama'aina, aloha. It was nice hearing from you. And Mele Kalikimaka. Well, look here, Ken. Look who just strolled in.
Hello, Catherine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ken.
Mele Kalikimaka, Mrs. Crosby.
And a Mele Kalikimaka to you, too, Thank Mr. Crosby.
Say, why don't you and Bing sing a carol for little Tex, Catherine?
We could. He's listening at home on the radio right now.
Oh, isn't that remarkable, Ken? 4 months old, and this chap has top-tasted music already.
Well, has he tried his hand at singing anything yet?
Oh, indeed he has. You should hear the little tyke in the bath of a wintry morning. Mm. Music on high, infinitely prettier than the birds.
Be careful, you may hear from the Audubon Society.
Say, you ought to see him swing a golf club, Ken.
He took a swing with a golf club?
Right through a shower door.
Oh, bang, bang. Well, what about the song? Are we going to do it? You sure he's listening?
Well, I'll alert him just in case. Tex, now y'all listen, you hear me?
Yeah, you hear, Tex? Now you listen.
Be real quiet, because Daddy and I are going to sing for you and for all the other little boys and girls who are having their first Christmas.
That's right, Sonny. This one's for you and for every first Christmas youngster in the world tonight.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes.
But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes.
I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Thank you, Catherine, and all. Now let us blend our voices, if you please, in a Christmas song that I consider about the loveliest of them all.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy.
Till next year, then, friends. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas and good night.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Hope you enjoyed singing with Bing Crosby, Catherine Grant Crosby, the Norman Luboff Choir, Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours truly, Ken Carpenter.
Happy holiday to you.
Sing with Bing was produced by Sam Pierce and Bill Morrow and directed by Murdo McKenzie. Music by Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir. Tonight, Sing with Bing came to you from Hollywood, Australia, Philadelphia, Alaska, Salt Lake City, Rome, Hawaii, the submarine Nautilus, France, and Canada, and has been presented over the combined facilities of the CBS Radio Network and the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and will be broadcast over the Armed Forces Radio Network and the Voice of America. This is Frank Goss, joining Bing Crosby, Ken Carpenter, and all the rest, wishing you a happy holiday.